Hello, dear children. I'm Mannequin. By the way, I'm almost as big as you are. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm an imp, actually a story imp. And imps are nature beings. There are lots and lots of them in nature. We like to laugh, just as you do too. We like to sing and dance and hop around, just like you. And we experience a lot and also have lots to do. So there's lots and lots to tell. Now, let's see what kind of a story we've brought along for you today.
Thank you, Mannequin. Hello, children. Today we're going to hear a story about the gnomes in the woods, about a forest festival. Can you imagine how they do it? Perhaps you're now thinking of your own birthday parties with your friends, or about a celebration in kindergarten or at school. Then surely you're remembering a nice experience that made you happy and was fun. Good food was prepared, games were played, or a play was presented. In any case, it was a very special day. And with the gnomes, there was also a very special day. Deep in the forest where the gnomes live and do their work every day, a big forest festival is about to happen. There is no Saturday, Sunday, or holiday for the gnomes and their families. They are there every day for their neighbors who need their help. A forest festival is planned two or three times in summer, which they always really look forward to. The festival takes place in the middle of the forest because there is an especially beautiful glade there. The gnomes prepare their festival in this glade. A small stage is even built so that the artists can present their contributions. Every gnome family has its task, which all the family members conscientiously fulfill. For example, the crickets do messenger service. They invite many little animals to come to the festival. Meanwhile, gnomes swiftly set up benches and tables, yet others see to the lighting. Colorful lanterns are hung from one tree to the next, because the inhabitants of the forest want to celebrate until deep into the night. The fireflies are also cordially invited. However, today they should enjoy themselves and not just work by glowing. In case you don't know this, fireflies are little beetles that can fly, and because of their special skin structure, they can really shine at night. Other gnome families prepare the food. Lots of delicacies are prepared. Ah, certainly, chocolate, candies, and cookies. You're now thinking, oh no, listen to what's explained about this in our story. Goblins, dwarves, gnomes, elves, and nymphs are fine material beings. For this reason, they use only fine material substances for the preparation of their meals, that is, the light forces in the berries, mushrooms, and herbs. We people cannot see these forces, and yet they are the life in the material life forms that we can see and touch. Even the preparations bring great joy to the festival in the forest. The aroma of blueberry, blackberry, and cranberry cakes and the fragrance of mushroom pancakes draws through the beautiful glade. Outside the glade, a delicious berry pudding is being prepared, a colorful forest salad with a fine herbal dressing, and still many other delicious dishes are prepared for the big festival. And drinks cannot be missing either, such as herbal tea, rosehip tea, or even tomato juice. Carrot juice and similar things should also be offered. Well, dear children, you see that the gnomes live a very healthy life because they live very consciously in and with nature. And because they do this, nature gladly gives them everything good that they need. And they thankfully accept it, just like you are happy about the good things that your mother has prepared for you to eat. The elder of the gnomes has lots to do during the preparation for the festival. He sees to it that everything is in the right place at the right time. He organizes everything. Musical presentations are also part of the program in which elves, gnomes, and many animals take part. The gnome elder has already put together the whole program. He plans the sequence of the presentations and who will be on the stage and so on. Throughout the whole day, gnomes and also animals have helped that it will be a wonderful festival. In early evening, as the sun went down and its tender rays shimmered through the trees onto the glade, all the guests finally arrived. Now all became calm. Every guest, starting with the ants, the crickets, the bark beetles, the dung beetles, bees, bumblebees, wasps, hornets, hares, deer, foxes, many kinds of butterflies and birds, each had taken its place. The festival of the nature beings and the forest animals is a festival of light, of joy and peace. To this festival come only those children of creation who make the Creator light, the light of unity and communality, become effective. They are linked by the Creator light in their hearts, which makes them peaceable and benevolent. The gnome elder greeted everyone in a friendly manner and wished them a joyful and blessed festival. Among other things, he said, "Dear friends, we are happy that so many of you have come to our great summer forest festival. We all want to celebrate together in peace. And each of our guests with artistic abilities can present this. Let us now speak a silent prayer to the Creator Spirit by thanking the Great Spirit of the forests, fields, meadows, and wetlands, the Creator Spirit of the animals, plants, and stones, for the wonderful good gifts, the food and drink, which we may share with each other and which we can partake of together as unity, light, and power. Each one should pray as he likes, softly in his heart, or with a voice that he received from the Great Spirit." They prayed, the ones out loud, the others softly. Their prayers flowed over the fields, over meadows, and through woods. All the little animals that were still outside and also felt the great Creator light in their hearts, they were attracted by this and came quickly and joyfully to join in. Now the forest festival could begin. Order-loving as the gnomes are, everything came in its proper order, and so much was presented. The cricket choir sounded like a stringed orchestra. The fireflies showed a graceful dance of light. In a beautiful presentation, which was like a circle dance, the ants demonstrated what order the Creator Spirit had breathed into them. Elves danced the circle dance. Dwarves came with shovels and picks and showed how they work day after day, serving the Creator Spirit in all life forms, in the great light, in all being. But the nicest presentation on this warm summer evening was the presentation by a small, inconspicuous caterpillar, which turned into a splendid butterfly before everyone's eyes. The amazement was great when this wonderful event in nature, the unfoldment of the caterpillar to a butterfly, was over. The butterfly flew to the gnome's table and showed itself in all its splendor. It took its place with them and fortified itself on what the gnomes offered it. The festival continued without any problems, even after it became dark. All celebrated and sang. The lanterns lit up, and a great stillness and contentment drew over the woods, fields, meadows, and wetlands, and permeated the nature beings and all the animals. They felt the blowing of the mighty Creator Spirit and felt a deep inner connection with each other and with Him. The glorious festival was an expression of their thankfulness and joy, which they brought to the great Creator God. In inner contentment and unity, they celebrated into the night. After a night prayer together, with which they simultaneously greeted the new day, they all returned to their earthly homes. A new day dawned, which was again a work day for them. Everything was cleaned up spick and span in the beautiful glade. They all helped quickly together so that the little glade was again as before. No one who passed by could imagine what a wonderful festival had taken place the previous evening. Yes, it was a wonderful festival. Dear children, the next time you celebrate with your friends or in the family, then simply remember the gnome festival in the forest. And at best, do it so that everyone really helps and each one can bring along his best and his abilities, just like the gnomes in the forest. For today, Mannequin and I take our leave of you and say goodbye. Until then, for one of the next stories.
So, that was it for today. I'll be glad to have you with us again next time. I'm Mannequin, the Story Imp.